You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello,
and
welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. It's almost Christmas.
Yay!
Our guests today are Rodney Root and Aaron Parks, and they are both with Teamwork Bloomington. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey,
I should say welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back.
They've been here before. Wasn't quite this cold, though.
It was August.
It's a little bit warmer.
The extremes, for sure.
So you have Teamwork Bloomington. Tell us a little bit about that, because I feel like, I mean, I'm looking at your shirt, and I know what you do.
Right, you do.
But it sounds like one of those co-work kind of places where you can go and check out, you know,
work
and
share
stay.
Space.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not.
No,
actually, you go and you sweat.
You sweat. You can bring your computer if you'd like to.
We'll set it in a locker.
Actually, we just got a ping pong table for our athletes to come hang out in. So workspace, work swap.
Yeah, we want to have like a West Coast Silicon Valley kind of feel, right?
Absolutely.
Just come in and hang out.
We're working on some beanbag chairs. And,
ooh.
Just
I
kidding.
Like
the
it.
Ping pong is excellent. We want to kind of to build on what you said. You know, we are a gym. We are a training facility, but we also believe in having fun and playing, and mm-hmm. It's not all strictly work your face off business all the time. That's not the only way to get what you want, you know.
That's fun.
Yeah, so we build a community. We have a winner wall right now that everyone's sort of tallying their wins, and then we'll have
in ping pong
and in life. We are motivators.
Those non-scale victories.
Right.
I can get to the ball faster across the ping pong table.
Exactly. That's our client retention, actually. Here's your win for the day. But outside of that, Teamwork Bloomington, we work with high-performing adults and athletes who are interested in building their strength and living long, healthy lives through strength training, through food, through focus, as well as creating a sense of worth in a large group environment. So we're not personal trainers necessarily, but we create groups of people who are high performers, and we make them better.
I love that, high performers.
You too.
Yeah.
That's what we're after.
Though I feel like I'm not a high performer.
What about less low performers?
Yeah, what about me that thinks that she just needs some extra training?
Well, you know,
I be a high performer?
Can I? Absolutely. And that's our goal at Teamwork, you know, through our training programs, through our nutrition coaching and our accountability coaching, we want people to perform at a higher level. And that doesn't mean, you know, beating someone down all the time and yelling at them. It's just bringing the best out of people.
Good, because I might cry.
We won't make you cry.
No, you wouldn't. You're Sagittarius.
Well,
we don't cry.
We don't cry.
There are three Sages in one room.
That
could
be
bad.
At tears. No,
it's true.
I'm a Libra, so I'm on the opposite.
Hey, we get along with you. Yeah. You should be lucky.
No, high performers with adults we see are people who own their own businesses. Mm-hmm. We see people who are traveling a lot for their own work, so sales, marketing, people who spend time with other people and have energy taken from them due to their job. These are high-performing people. Their performance is in their, essentially their money depends upon their ability to stay energized.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is how we define a performer, which is a large group of people. It's not necessarily just athletes, though we do work with adult athletes and high school athletes. But the high performers we tend to gravitate to are your business owners, your mm-hmm. sales people who are working in creative spaces.
A lot of faculty at IU, Indiana University.
Sure. So demanding workloads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't consider our workouts like a big event. You get in an hour, you get out. Sometimes we have shorter things if you need those, especially during busy times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all scalable, but for people who depend upon their energy to live, those are high performers to us.
I like that definition.
I do too.
Those are type A people.
Because now I'm a high performer.
Yes, you are.
Suddenly I feel like I'm a high performer now.
You are. Motivated.
Well, and it's, you're motivated, and it's people that don't have a lot of time.
Right.
Per se. So they want to get the most out of their workout.
Absolutely.
I mean, I used to go to, I guess we could call it a big box store that was a different, you know, the bigger chain kind of gyms.
Sure.
But there really wasn't anybody there to help me, number one,
right.
Kind of coach me along, even just spot me or tell me that
motivate
I'm doing something
you.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Sure. Or doing something right. And at the same time, it was just like, I felt like it wasn't impactful enough for me. I want to feel like I'm getting a workout in and come away hurting.
Absolutely.
Not hurting in a bad way, though. Does that make sense? I don't want you to hurt me.
Oh, correct. It should be smart and effective training. But
it should be progressive.
But progressive as well. And the thing with strength training that we, both Roddy and I, see is that it's never truly enjoyable. It's the fruits that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so motivating yourself alone actually is pretty difficult in strength training because you have to lift something heavy. And I don't know many of us who are like, let's lift some. There are a few of you. There are a few of you out there. But overall, you want the fruits of lifting something heavy or using power behind your movements. And at Teamwork Bloomington, everything is purposeful. So whatever you're doing is going to have a result. And we coach it to you smartly and we coach it to you well. So you're going to see the results pretty quickly. In fact, there's a woman that we work with right now. She's been working with us since February. She comes in twice a week. She has twins that are 5. She has a son who is in every team sport known to man. He's 12. And she went from a site with no nutrition, by the way. We didn't coach her in nutrition. She seemed to only want workouts. Went from a size 12 to a size 4.
And wow.
And her strength gains were...
Yeah, and she's lifting more weight now, significantly lighter weight than, you know, significantly lighter body weight than she was when she started.
So we try to be effective with our programming, and we're seeing results for people who, again, show up and listen to us. Listen
to
us.
Be coachable. Yeah. That's one of the requirements. You must be coachable.
Not necessarily. Just be listening from the beginning, and then we turn you into coachable.
And then showing up, like you said, that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're working out with us or you're working out anywhere, 90% of life is showing up. You know,
mm-hmm.
I tell every high school athlete that goes on to college, that's the piece of advice I give them. Just show up for class. Don't miss any classes. You'll probably be okay. You know, the work will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll retain the stuff. But just showing up is so important. So that's my little holiday advice for everyone. Show up for your workouts. Even if it's not with us, just show up.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the holidays, and that's why I wanted to have you guys come on, because so many people start to think about
that time of year
and New Year's resolutions, and we see so many people, and I know you guys probably do too, people come in January 2nd or January 1st,
right.
And they're ready, and part of it is just showing up, not just on the first week.
Sure.
Because I know, like, the YMCAs and all the other gyms are always, like, overrun with people that first week. And then by week 3, it's like, nobody, just the regular.
Right.
Absolutely.
So how do you keep people motivated?
So the momentum of any sort of transformation. So you're doing your resolutions. You've sat down and you're like, this is the body that I want. This is the strength I want to gain, I want to eat healthier, whatever these are, the best thing to do is find a group of people to do this with.
Mm-hmm.
So find some other people who are similarly motivated, whether that's with a gym called Teamwork Bloomington, or if it's a group of motivated people at your own gym, and sit down and decide to be supportive of one another.
Mm-hmm. Help each other.
Once you have moved into planning your workouts from there, deciding how you're going to eat, then you need to continually motivate each other by sort of tallying your wins and then progressing each week. So you don't necessarily have to like log your weight. I don't know if that's always the best way to do it, especially when you're starting out, but deciding these are the tasks I'm going to accomplish, having accountability when you're doing them, and always having wins within the week is how you're going to build on that momentum.
Perfect.
If you can find 3 or 4 rewards for each behavior, you're going to definitely sustain that feeling opposed to just that 1 week of I don't know, like the big awesome push kickoff and then the fall off.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Rodney and Aaron to talk more about Teamwork Bloomington.
Yay.